Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another splendiferous episode.
That's a real good goddamn word.
Of No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
And I'm the great boy. Where the fuck is the green screen?
You know what? I wanted to try something different.
Oh, you did this?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was pulling the thing back. It was the green screen. It was looking weird. It looked cheap. It was dark. Like, and come on, you're about to be 40. I'm 41. We're in the basement of the Turtle Lair. It was dark. I was trying to lighten the place up. So, you know, got a set now, you know, let's see what's going on here, you know. Yeah.
You couldn't debrief me, no shit like that.
Where are you?
I like the lair. What the fuck?
What you mean you like the lair?
I like the Turtle Lair, nigga. What the fuck? We feel like we're in a doctor's office now.
Well, we'll get more stuff around.
Now people in help the doctor's
us
office.
Decorate the stuff. Send us more stuff for the set.
Shit.
I just wanted to be dark, like lighter, and a bit more something that we can
art.
Use.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when we see the clips, and I appreciate everybody for liking and sharing the clips. It just looks weird. It looks weird. We're just some kids behind a green screen. I don't know. Leave me. Tell us. Tell us in the comments and the live chat. If those
happened.
Of you who are tuning in right now in the live chat. What do y'all think? And Toto Shiggy. Tower, please let me know what people say.
So far, people are saying, what the fuck?
What the fuck is happening?
What the fuck? Okay, well, remember, we're starting over.
You remember?
We're starting. You guys never moved into a new apartment and had to start over?
You didn't tell me shit.
I didn't see you.
You didn't call me, nothing. We just sitting in the fucking doctor's office.
Yeah.
This is awful.
You think so?
Hey, okay. Nigga, it's awful. What are you doing?
All right.
What is this?
Such strong opinions.
I like
on
the fucking vibe
screen.
That we had going on.
It's
with the
same
lair.
Room. We just moved the curtain.
The curtain made the imagination grow. The childlike shit. The wonder was in the fucking curtain, Nikki.
Okay.
Oh,
it just looked 50/50 cheap. 50/50 up in here. Some people saying it's fine. Some people saying bring it back.
Yo, man, I don't know.
Some people
Nikki.
Saying your teeth, Dave's teeth are as white as his t-shirt.
Yeah, yo, they be going in on my teeth. I've never had so many people comment on my teeth.
Brush your teeth, nigga.
Yeah, like I do brush. I just had coffee. I feel like my teeth are pretty yellow. I think if you guys saw me in person, you'd be like, but you know what I mean? I get it. I'm black. Like, but I get it. I do have probably some of the whitest teeth at gas.
There you go, bro.
I think if we were to do that, best teeth at gas, No Need for Apologies would win, right?
I mean, my teeth ain't bad. I mean, I need to go get another cleaner, but I keep them white. I brush with the charcoal toothpaste.
Yeah. We've got good teeth. Godfrey's got good teeth. Maybe it's a black thing.
I don't know. You can't have fucked up, can't have no dim choppers. Can't have no dim choppers.
Oh, man.
Teeth looking like the soundproofing in this room.
We
can't have that.
I'm going to do a couple more. Before. We'll see. I think these people like it. I think they like it. I think you'll come around, too.
I guess I'll have to come around.
The clips and once you look better and you're more lighter and if the clips do more and we can build more of a set
I
here.
Had shades and Scullies on in all the clips. I didn't give a fuck about how light I was. I just liked the outfit.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. No one can even see the outfit because the background was
really?
So dark.
Really? Reg got 82.1 views on that sick girl shit. Eva's doing really well right now. I really don't understand why you did this, Dave. It's kind of hurt my fucking feelings, nigga. We getting views and everything, nigga. You know what this feel like? What? Remember on the movie Big, when Tom Hanks started getting pussy, and then he forgot he was 12, and then his homie was like, nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then he came to his senses when he was a boy again. But I don't know. But I don't know, nigga. You threw me for a world with this, Dave. God damn.
I didn't know you felt so strongly.
We was Mike and Rath, nigga.
He's still Mike and Rath.
No, where the fuck is it at?
What you mean?
It's over there.
The same fucking room. You, oh my God, you're like a child that you came home. Like, it's like
what
you went.
The fuck is
it's like
this?
You went to your dad's house for the weekend.
Yeah.
And then you came home and
found
mom out
did
mom
some fuck shit.
Remodeled your room.
Why you take out my comforters? With my
mom,
why you take the comforters?
Mom got rid of your bunk beds.
Yo, man. I fucking hate this shit.
Who and the fuck made had, your room
this
nice.
This nigga just told me Santa Claus like, ain't real.
Who
this nigga
fuck?
Just snatched the fucking. I don't know, man. I don't know, man. Okay.
Yeah, I don't even think you're that real about it. That's the thing. Well, all right. We'll see. We'll see.
Gas Chat is saying that Gas had to sell the green screens. We're losing money.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ.
We're losing the green screens.
We're losing money. We're they losing the green screens.
Hey, yo, Nat, what's happening, babe? What happened?
Yeah,
what's going on,
Toto Tower?
What's
how you
happening?
Doing? Nat was here. They all helped me. They all helped me.
I did help. Yeah. Tiana did most of the work, I would say.
Yeah, Tiana moved most of the furniture because, you know, that's what Latinas are for. See? It's still the same humor.
Still, I don't give a fuck about the humor, nigga. I miss my lair. It's some bullshit. But
just
anyway.
For lighting purposes, I'm Team Derek right now.
What?
It's dark up in here.
I don't even like the way that shit came out. Team Derek. Wow. I don't like how y'all trying to pit us against each other.
And it's not even that. I'm just like, nigga, you could have hit me with an email or something, nigga. Like, what the
what's
fuck?
What's your email?
Comedian Derek Gaines at Gmail.
Oh, yeah. How often do you check that?
I do a lot. I get auditions and all kinds of shit.
Did you get the email I sent you this morning?
You sent me an email this morning? About this?
No. I'm just fucking with you. I ain't sending an email. I didn't like you trying. You could have sent me an email.
Could've
nigga, that's not
email.
How we communicate. Get
well,
the
nigga,
fuck
we,
out of
well,
here.
Well, we could have communicated something. We do talk, right?
I haven't talked to you since this weekend, actually. Yeah, we were in Baltimore.
Baltimore
Thank you,
was great.
Everybody who came out to Baltimore. I will say this. I do miss doing the shows on Mondays because we used to come in Mondays hot.
Well, we could bring
we used
it back.
We used to come in Mondays hot from like a dope weekend of shows and all kinds of stuff like that. Baltimore was incredible. The first 420 weekend where weed was legal in Maryland. My daughter came out.
Crime was down.
Some weed.
Crime was down.
You know what? If it wasn't, we didn't know about it. I had a good old time in Baltimore.
What a very
with
fast
the
four
white
shows.
Folks and the crab cakes. And the Fells Point and the Farmer's Market, nigga. What? Fresh carrots in Baltimore?
Very,
come on.
Very,
who
very
knew,
fast weekend.
Who knew you got to go to Baltimore to get yourself a nice organic carrot?
Just you got a carrot, nigga? Singular?
They expensive down there,
you bought a carrot, one.
They're just coming in,
let me
coming
a
in
carrot.
Through the harbor.
How much for one rib? One carrot. I'm going to go to the... One cat. No. That's so funny. But no, very fun weekend.
Yeah,
man.
We had a great show. We had four great shows. Like I said, my daughter came out. That was cool. I actually we crossed that line of like smoking weed together.
Okay.
Which I struggle with a little bit. I'm like, is this good or bad? As someone who smokes weed with their parent a lot, you remember when y'all crossed that line.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pandemic for y'all, right? Pandemic is when y'all crossed that line, right? No, y'all crossed before that?
Crossed before that.
Okay, how did that come up? Do you remember?
My mom was pissed.
She found
minutes.
Out.
She was pissed for 20 minutes because I came home high. She was mad.
Oh, you just came home
high. Came home high.
See, my daughter was probably high a lot, and the signs were there, you know, so it was just like, hey, look, you know, it's 420, come on. Her homegirl had sunglasses on. at a fucking 9:30 show. So it's like, all right, you kids are clearly already high. Just come on in the back and, you know. Little disappointed that my daughter can't roll, but we'll work on that. You know?
Hey, man, I couldn't roll for 10 years. That's fine.
Yeah?
Tell her she'll come around when she come around.
Yeah, it's like
sometime
walking.
Sometimes you go high, sometimes
like
you go low.
It's like walking when you take your first steps at your own time.
At your own time.
Yeah. So real quick, I want to get into some plugs. We got a great guest at Derek Book today. I'm very interested to see how this is going to work out.
Me too, bro. Me too, my nigga.
Real quick, plugs this weekend. If you're watching live, we are in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, at the House of Comedy starting tomorrow night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday. We got to do a Sunday show.
Yeah, Sunday show.
So too. 5 days. That's four days.
Thursday,
four.
Friday, Saturday,
that's a
Sunday.
Work week.
And then we
got to
be out Monday.
Goddamn work
yeah,
week.
Yeah, Rick Bronson works you over there at those House of Comedies.
Yeah. So you saw
you gonna
the,
get some practice in.
The Instagram's coming up. Follow us. I'm Dave Temple and at The Great Boy. Thank you everyone who's already following. Someone actually just followed me or someone actually just messaged me. I'm assuming that they're coming to the show. But they were like, are you going to be in Phoenix with Derek this weekend?
Word.
Like, yeah. So, you know, shout out. Thank you for checking. But if you ask that
that's
and
right.
not coming to the show.
Good news.
Fucking weird.
My dad's showing up. Asked me for 4 tickets today.
Oh, you got confirmation? Right.
So Pop's coming, yeah.
I'm looking forward to meeting your Pop, man.
Yeah, Pop's
I'm looking
coming.
Forward to meeting your Pop. Can I tell you why
Pop's
I'm looking
coming.
Forward to meeting your Pop?
Why?
I'm going to tell you this. And I'm going to open. I'm going to tell you some real shit. And I'm going to bring the guest on. I'm looking forward to meeting your Pop because I want to tell your Pop, like, yo, you're a bit of an inspiration to me.
Okay.
Because I want my kids to look up to me and think I'm as cool as your son looks up to you. Does
damn
that make
right.
sense?
Because I love my dad.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the
George
thing. I just want
shit. Cute. That's mad cute.
What?
All right,
oh
nigga.
Oh, my God.
What you doing?
Yeah,
that's
shit.
Real cute.
See, that's why we got rid of the green screen.
No, no. If we would have had the green screen, you wouldn't have said that soft-ass shit anyway. What the fuck is wrong with niggas?
It's not soft,
hey,
nigga.
Hey,
it's real nigga
this
shit.
Nigga did soft
oh,
without my
man.
Green screen. I'm just fine.
I do 100 push-ups right now. How much you want to bet I throw a football over the mountain?
That's right. Over the mountains. Come on, Cousin Rico. Come on, Uncle Rico.
So come on out. Get your tickets. Come and meet Derek's dad so
yeah,
you
my
can
pop
also say... Oh, you know, weird shit, you know. And
young
come on
fly
down.
Guy gonna be
right.
there.
Get the tickets available now.
Young crew.
In the link tree on the bio of all of the websites. Come on, I know we got a lot of listeners in Phoenix. And it's the last stop on the four.
It's the last official stop. Now
We did it. 4 months.
4 months.
2024.
We was booked.
No need for apologies.
And we was booked.
I just realized after this weekend will be the first weekend I've spent in my home this year.
Wow.
This will be the first weekend that I've spent in my home. That's it. You know what I mean?
Niggas
like,
be busy,
even
man.
With all of the neighbor drama that I'm dealing with. This is the funny thing. Like, my neighbor is no longer even a factor because I'm not home that much.
How about that?
You know what I mean? Like, even now, we hear her banging. We're just like, get a life, stupid dyke. And we just
dive.
Yeah, okay. I've resorted to just being like, stupid ass, fucking hoe. Straight to the wall.
Get away!
Me, dumb bitch.
Talking through the wall, you dumb bitch.
Stop it, you dumb dykes!
Wow. Sorry. How about that?
I'm
that
sorry,
is
I'm
beautiful.
Over here calling people dykes while Nat is what's the name?
Are they gay?
Yeah, they're gay.
Oh, dessert.
You thought we were just calling them dykes? Which is funny. Calling people dykes just to be calling them dykes is hilarious. We've talked about that, Nat. We all love calling each other whores just for the... Like,
I do like calling people the same way that you do, which
you
is like
whore.
Yeah. For no reason.
For no whore's reason.
Whore is great.
Dude, I'll be sitting there with Tiana, whore. And I'll just be like, yo, look, what do you think this whore is coming from? And then she'll look up, and it's just like a grown woman in a trench coat
look at
with
this
a tote bag.
Whore.
Like, what is she doing to be a whore? Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I just think the word is hilarious. The word is great. That WHORE just hits.
I call my cat
whore.
A whore a lot, too.
You
I think
whore.
Using the word whore right now is probably a perfect segue to bring in our guest.
Okay.
I will explain in a second.
Wow. How,
I'm going to explain in
okay,
a second.
Okay.
All right, give it to our guest. This will make you tune in. Brownie Marie. Come on in, Brownie Marie.
Brownie Marie.
Let me go ahead and dig myself out of this goofy
ass
little hole.
Yeah, I just want to see what the take is.
Well, because of the app. The guest today, she has an amazing app that she has created. Come on in, please. Have a seat. She has an amazing app that she has created. It launched today. It's called the Fox Hunters Club. Give it up for Brownie Marie. Let's give her
a... Thank you. I'm not sure why. I think it's just a habit that I always have my phone in my hand. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We're attached to them. We are attached.
You got
to
do it for the gram.
Yeah. So thank you for coming on. Let me explain now why I did that segue.
Now, yeah, let me hear this
segue. The segue is because the app is for seeking relationships with older people. Is it just for men or is it older people in general?
Older men, younger women.
Okay, so it's for millennial women to seek a real relationship with an older man. Not an arrangement.
Right.
Not a sugar daddy. Not like these whores. Right? That's a
whoremonger. Whoremonger.
It's not a whore app.
So it's not a sugar daddy app?
No.
And you know what? And that
how?
Exactly.
How is it not?
Exactly. And I love that reaction. That's the reaction I get all the time.
How is it not?
Any because group? We only know whores. We only understand whores in America. That's why I said it's a great transition because this is the anti-whore app. This is the anti-millennial whore app.
Is it an anti-whore app? Because so, if so well, facto, you know it what? Sounds like a sugar daddy.
Well, let's give her a chance
but
to
please
talk
explain.
About
I'm
this
not,
app.
Because I'm not sure what y'all were saying before I came in.
We were just
sex
talking
work is
shit.
Work.
No, we were just talking.
Sex work is work. I'm whoa, not going to put down whores.
We were just talking shit. So to fill you in,
there's no need for that.
I randomly call people whores who are doing nothing whorish at all.
Nothing whorish.
Yeah, if I just see an old woman just pushing a shopping cart, I go, look at that whore.
Yeah.
Right? It's just funny. Right.
We're
so,
not cunts.
Are
exactly.
So,
wait.
So now that you just went all hard for sex work, is this a sex work app that we talking about?
It's not.
Come on. And help
so tell us about the app. Tell us the app and tell us how you came up with this
How
app.
You came about it.
Thank you. So Fox Hunters Club is for millennial women. So specifically around 30 and up for the females.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not really looking for college students, 20-year-olds, et cetera, because that's how you get to the sugar baby.
That's what the whole flute out thing is. That's all the trafficking. That's all the Epstein stuff.
And again, we're not judging. To each their own. But this is for people looking for committed, serious relationships. And they happen to prefer older men. When I say older, that could just be you're a millennial and they're Gen X. So they're maybe 10 years older than you. Or they could be boomers, decades older than you.
Like on deathbed, sitting on a treasure chest full of money.
If that's what you like. If that's what you like. But
that's what it kind of sounds like.
It is not anything.
We're going
to
hook you up with
income.
A nigga that's on his last leg, but got billions of dollars.
Oh, you don't ask the guys.
We don't ask how much you make. We don't
really?
Do income verification.
Oh, look at
it's
you,
very
Brown.
Much dating, swipe, match, chat. Just like a traditional dating app. Fox Hunters, Silver Fox.
So it's a millennial bitch with a rifle pointed at a nigger.
You know what? My nickname is a sniper.
Okay.
From when I was single.
Okay.
So that's kind of where that hunting
from the tower. From the tower, you.
Preferably. I used to walk into a bar or a lounge and I'd be like, him. Like, about to get these numbers.
Okay.
About to see if they got a woman, about to see if they're married, whatever the case. Snipe. And I would go get them.
Is that how the app works? So
it's
boom,
not.
Boom, pop. Go on.
Right. It's not.
So do you now, like, the women, obviously, is it kind of like the other thing where who has to speak first or who makes the first comment?
Either one can.
Either one.
Yeah,
okay.
As soon as you match, either one of you can.
So men can search for women and women can search for men on this app. Both people can search.
So you put in what age range you're looking for, how far away in miles.
And of course, the distance, the radius.
The distance, exactly.
How far are you willing to go?
Correct.
I got you.
And then from there, you get a stack of folks. You swipe right, swipe left, similar to other apps. Very easy to use.
Okay, right, cool. Right.
For the older men that are intimidated by using dating apps, very easy to use. We kept it simple.
Yeah. Or, you know, you can have a young assistant work the app for you.
There's that.
And
we love that.
Which is so funny to have a young woman find you another young woman.
Yeah,
they're
man.
Actually the best. They're the that best is, person for the job.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
send out the gifts. They remind you anniversaries. It's a beautiful thing to have an assistant. Real talk.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
Not
fuck with
speaking
that.
From experience at all. But
so, hey guys, I want to take this moment to talk to you about Capsule Light. Capsule Light. Come on, you guys know we've talked about it before. It's the pill that you put in your drink if you don't want to have that awful next day feeling. Let me tell you something. I've been struggling on and off the sauce lately. I was on this past weekend in Baltimore, and thank God I had my trusty Capsule Light little condom wrapper. You know what I mean? Because that's where you keep it, like a little condom. You keep it right there in your little fifth pocket. Sometimes you keep it. I used to keep my condoms in my shoe. That way, in case the ladies ever touch my legs or anything, they wouldn't feel the condoms and think, oh, what are you up to? What did you think you were getting laid tonight? And I don't have to go, I didn't think I was getting laid. This isn't a condom, lady. This is Capsulite, and it keeps me from feeling that awful feeling after I've been drinking Hennessy like a jackass. You know, I drank Hennessy this past weekend. I drank Hennessy like a black teenager, okay? And I knew what Hennessy would do to me, so I'm so glad I had Capsulite because I like to get up and run in the morning. I like to get up and do things in the morning. I like to get out and check out farmers markets in Baltimore. And I can't do that if I'm all dragging and feeling awful from drinking Hennessy the night before. So I encourage you, if you're a type of person like me who every now and again just gives in to the urge to just consume dark liquor, well, then get you some Capsulite because it's going to help you get up and do all the things you want to do in the morning, like thrift shopping, yard work, running, you know, maybe even a little bit of sex. You know, like you ever get like too drunk the night before and then you get drunk and you just call, you can't perform, but you wake up in the morning, you're ready to go. That's what Capsulite puts you, ready to go. So if you go to Capsulite.com and you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 30% off. That's a coupon code for 30%. 30. 30. 30. Dude, at 30 is the age where you really shouldn't be drinking and having a straw. You should have it under control. So that's why they're giving you 30% off, all right? Because if you're in your 30s and you're struggling from drinking too much, trust me, Capsulite is what you need. Otherwise, use the promo code at the checkout. Yeah, either GAS or Skanks. Is that for us? Skanks? Skanks? Skanks is a funny promo code to use for a drinking app. You know what I mean? Where you go like, hey, man, hey, you skanks. You skanks, you want to get all drunk? So, yeah, you'll get 30% off. Go to Capsulite.com, Capsulite.com, and get your package today and start drinking like a champ. All right, let's get back into it. How did you come up with this concept? Because we're all familiar with the seeking arrangements, you know.
We know about the swipe sites.
And all that stuff like that. Talk to me. How did you come up with this divergent concept?
Yeah.
So this has always been my preference.
Okay.
Since the beginning of time, to my parents' dismay, I've always preferred an older man. I've preached it to my friends and family for years.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So during pandemic, actually, I said, okay, I'm about to get back on the dating app, single, bored, et cetera. And all the mainstream apps, I tried all the match group apps, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, The League, Hinge, et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, okay, I can change the age range to find folks older, but it was like slim pickings. And I was like, I need
You was even on a Jewish app? Plenty of Fish is Jewish app, ain't it?
No, that's J-Date.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was the thing.
You thought the Jesus Fish and...
Well, Plenty of Fish is the Jesus one.
Mm-hmm.
No, Plenty of Fish has nothing to do with Jesus or Christians.
Oh, okay.
No,
I think
it started off that way.
Relax, Satan.
No, I think it started off that way, and then it kind of wandered off. Yeah,
I never knew that.
Yeah, that's like regular people are.
Fish,
yeah, like that's like regular people are doing well on Farmers Only. Also, there's no farmers on Farmers Only. What's the other one? What's the other one for Muslims right now? But it's still Muslims on there.
It's Dune 2. It's Dune.
No. Like Muzzy or Moose.
But yeah, like
I don't want to fuck it up.
And
but.
Farmers Only, we kind of knew that was going to end up going to the regular people. Like farmers, that's not really how they do it on the
not
like
electric. At all.
You know what I mean? Like
but the farming aesthetic is cute.
Farming, cute but you got to bring crops. Like in farm, don't you offer crops to get the pussy?
Well, T, this is the thing. We just had this conversation with our audience.
Come
in,
on, let's
in
talk.
Baltimore, because we were actually asking. I asked the audience, ladies. Would you prefer a man that can do things on his own, like hang up a shelf?
Yeah.
Or would you prefer a man that needs to call another man to hang up a shelf? Audience was really divided.
Divided.
Really divided.
Some girl said, let the man call another man.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
some other people said, I put up my own fucking shelf. A lot of lesbians out there. a lot of lesbians putting up their own shelves out there.
Well, I mean, we just use that as an example. Right, but you know what I mean. Like, a man is handy. Like, all right, like...
It
what do you prefer? Do you prefer a man with a toolbox or a bunch of sneakers?
Handy. simple things. A door is jammed. Something is off center. You know how to fix that. That's cool.
Yeah.
But a man who can just say, I don't know how to do this. Let me pick up the phone. That's very rare. And that's sexy, too. A lot of people will not. A lot of men will not admit, I don't know how to do this. Let me call an expert.
Okay.
Plumbing, electricity. I mean, we could go on and on.
Yeah.
So there's a reason that that's kind of hot too.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's hot.
The honesty factor. I think.
Oh, the honesty factor. Yeah. Does everything make you hot? I'm just asking.
Not everything.
Look like you swelling in your chair right now.
A lot of things.
You sitting in your chair right now, sweltering.
No. I mean, I can't see a man's eyes.
That's fine.
Example.
You ain't got to see my eyes. You know what they look like, Brownie. Stop. Cut it out.
Now, Brownie, you said you prefer an older man. I do. So you've only exclusively dated older men, or
no? I've dated my own age. I dated slightly younger, but not often.
Okay.
But that is my preference. If I could really freaking choose.
And how much older?
Right now I have a boyfriend that's older. He's not that much older. He's like 5 years older.
5 years older?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the oldest you've ever gone, if you don't mind sharing?
I don't mind sharing. He was 57.
Okay.
At the time, I was like 27.
Wow.
30.
Wow.
30. Okay. Talk to me. What's that
look
like?
At this whore. I'm just fucking around. I'm fucking around.
Because, I mean.
I'm just fucking around.
30, like, yeah, you expect some, like, yeah, because it's hard to go back after that, right? Like, someone who's 30 years your senior.
30 years
they're
going to
have and provide not only just, like, financially, but just the way they even treat you is going to be way different than someone who treats you that's 5 years your senior.
I mean, the first thing you mentioned is the financial aspect, but that didn't play a part at all.
I know,
that's where Fox Hunters Club comes in, because that's automatic. Well, you know, he must have been paying your bills. He must have been caking you, getting you purses, shoes. He didn't do it. I mean, we went on dates like regular people, but there was no caking, or he wasn't tricking. I wasn't a sugar baby at all. It was a dating relationship.
Right. Did you ever meet his daughters?
No, it wasn't going to be that.
I was younger than them, so no, I didn't want to meet them.
I was younger than all his kids. Well, he had two younger, and then like the rest were older. And
Was that your choice or his choice that you did?
That's actually
children?
Pretty smart. I'm glad.
It was his. At the end of the day, he wasn't trying to settle down or get like married again.
Right,
he'd been
right.
married like twice before or something like that.
That nigga in his 50s. That boy done seen it twice. You know?
He was like way
done. He
got
two different
lives.
He
really just wanted like a best friend with benefits. And I was like, I can do this for a while with you, but I gotta move on.
Indeed.
Right.
We stayed friends.
Yeah.
He passed away, bless his heart.
Oh my
man, yeah.
You know when
So did you take him to the taxidermist? Do you have that fox up in your
you know what's interesting?
Up in your living room right now, mounted?
I've looked into
a bust of his head. That's crazy.
This is creepy, but I've looked into getting a person like stuff.
Yeah, taxidermy.
They don't do that.
Nah.
You frown upon it.
There's an app for that too.
There's probably an app for that.
Stuff hunters,
fox stuffers. That's what it is. Fox stuffers. That's what it is. It's not a taxidermy app.
Did you go to the funeral?
I didn't.
Yeah, that's tough, right?
I didn't.
That's
I wasn't tough. Even like invited.
Yeah. Like, well, you didn't meet the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be weird. You know what I mean?
I wasn't like, I could have showed up. I could have been like messy.
Oh, people do that.
Your app just opened. It just launched today.
Let me tell you something.
Let's not do nothing messy.
Once went to a funeral of a good friend of mine. Friend of mine. And it was just so fascinating watching the pastor sit up there and discuss. My homie, but you know, pastors, they get paid a fee to just and share some
say
words
some fly shit
about whoever's in the casket.
It's the same words.
I don't know, because I've never seen the same guy speak twice. I should probably start following them around. Let's develop an app for that.
That's funny.
Pastor speaking engagements. Yeah, I want to show up to all your funerals.
Fox sermons.
Good food. The repast. Right.
I have not been to a good one yet, like at a church where they provide the food, but that's a different subject.
Yeah, no.
Anyway,
church, yeah.
My friend, this guy is up there talking about how he was a loving father and a devoted husband, and I'm in the back like, they're going to side bitch right there.
Side bitch right over there.
Like, ooh, and she came.
She came.
Side bitch right over there.
And she's just over there crying, and no one's consoling her because nobody knew.
It was like Little Kim at Biggie's funeral.
Yeah.
When she crying like that.
Yeah, oof. Man. And I'm
bless
like,
her heart.
I should go say something.
Oh, man.
Did you console?
No, because I didn't want to get caught neither. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to blow nothing up. Because that's all that's going to happen. If I go over and console her, you're going to see people, hey, Dave.
You know what I'm going to do?
Who's that guy over there?
If I see my homie Side Piece at his funeral, I'm going to go over there and subscribe to her app.
Her OnlyFans? Is it the OnlyFans she must have?
I'm talking about Fox Hunter.
Are you still doing the thigh slap, or have you phased that out, Derek?
See? No, I still do it.
Okay.
I do all that.
Haven't seen you on stage for a while.
It's been a while, but so it's been fun.
So congratulations on the app. It launched today.
Today, New York City, New Jersey launch.
Yeah, and that's a good market, right?
Facts,
like, because there's a lot of people in this tri-state area.
So many people. And it's where my connects are. It was also, even if I wanted to do like a smaller market first, like this is where my peeps are. So right. It made sense.
Yeah.
Right. Now, are your like a lot of your friends like-minded also? Where like you kind of roll with circles of girls who also
like a group
older
of Fox
men?
Hunters, like the whole what? All y'all.
The got answer you. Is no.
Wow.
But they're joining. I'm like an evangelist because they're still single. I've been preaching this for years. They're still single. They're
come
like,
on, Jesus.
Older men. Oh, you know, they're overweight or they're gray or they're bald or the kids or the ex. Okay, and now they're like, well, maybe I should try. Yeah, you should try. How long you gonna wait to try something else? You're not getting what you want with the men your own age.
Yeah.
So what we tend to find, women in our 30s, men in their 30s aren't necessarily ready to settle down. Not ready. Maybe in the past, I was maybe out of college, you get a job, you get married. It's not that way anymore. People wait till their 40s, 50s, maybe never to settle down, get married, et cetera.
Yeah. All right.
So ladies, think outside the box. You might be, I should talk to the camera. Ladies, I'm looking at y'all like ladies.
Yeah,
think outside the box. Mm-hmm. Try something different. You might find someone that appreciates you more, who might take care of you if that's what you want, but also that companionship, that friendship, that best friend, a loving relationship. Try something different.
Yeah, or you might even find that old Jamaican man is still slinging pipe at 78.
Throwing you down the steps and picking you back up.
That old skinny, veiny Jamaican man.
He be doing like, muscle ups in the park in the morning. He be doing the...
Right. He don't look 78.
Yo.
And he's probably in better shape than your average 30-something.
They're always...
Or 40-something.
Yeah, yeah.
Like ants.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a man today, no front teeth, no front, bottom middles, just the side canine portion and the molars.
All right.
Confident man. How you doing, beautiful? My name is such and such. I was like, wow. All he needed was some teeth.
No, all he needed was your app. All he needed was the app.
And I told him about the
teeth.
App. Mm-hmm. Tell him I'm sorry, Fox ladies. Hunters. I don't necessarily want this man on Fox Hunter.
Set these old niggas up.
Don't shame their kink. Some women might be into that.
Oh,
some
shit.
Women, some oh, women. Shit. Like, you know how some people, they be like, no, I want to know. I'm going old. Give me Walker.
Walker. Gumming. I want my pussy old. Gummed. I want it gummed.
The max is 99 on my app.
Yeah.
99. Anna Nicole, rest in peace.
Ah, 99.
You may want the gum. I gave him the name of the app. He might sign up.
I'm a mess around on there. I'm a cruise around. I'm not all.
I'm gonna go to the Fox Hunters
yet.
I want to see the Fox Hunters.
Gen X,
huh?
He probably Gen X.
What are the cutoffs?
What
I'm
is
41? So.
Okay, no. So I think you're still millennial. I think Gen X starts at like 44.
Oh shit! Yeah, I'm 39, so I still got.
Okay, so y'all consider millennials. I'm not like stopping men of y'all's age from signing up.
Well, we shouldn't be signing up. We got.
You can sign.
I got a girl, but I'm just saying. You know.
Yeah, I got a girl too, but I don't know if I mean. I'm kudos to all of the guys who date younger women. I mean, my girlfriend is younger than me. My girlfriend is with T. How old are you? 7 years younger than me. Yeah, which was weirdly uncomfortable because her mom and I, your mom and I are 5 years apart.
That's yeah, that's the weird part. That's
I'm closer to her mother's age
than to her.
Right.
Wow. No,
but that's her mom had her when she was 15. So
you're 8 years apart from my mom.
Say it again.
You're 8 years apart.
Excuse me. Oh, I just tell myself.
Nine. You're 9 years apart from my mom, 7 from me.
Wow. Oh, so okay, then it's fine then. Okay, I thought I was closer to your mom. We like the same music. Me and her mom like a lot of the same music.
It's
and she'd be like, what's
you
that?
Like who?
Yeah.
It's because currently, right now, before June, your numbers begin with the same number. So that's why it's weird.
Okay.
Oh, because we're both in our 40s.
50, so it'll change. Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Gotcha.
But, I mean, and that was, I guess it was a thing to get used to. I do like it. I like, you know what I mean? I like that aspect. But the my kids are, like, my oldest is 20. So she's not, like, close to her age, but it is still weird to, like, have a grown daughter and then, like, a younger girlfriend that could probably be coworkers or anything like that. You know what
so
I mean?
So what makes it weird? I haven't been on you that side of things.
You know what? For me, it was because, and this is old hood rules. Okay. Old hood rules. Okay. For me, I hated when I was in middle school and girls were dealing with dudes from high school. I hated when I was in high school and dudes was dealing with girls from college.
Right, right,
I hated when
right.
I was in college and dudes and girls were dealing with grown men who had
with jobs
and were coming back. So it was just like, you're messing up the dating pool.
Got you.
Just stay within your thing. You know
color
what I mean?
Inside the lines.
So that's the thing. It was always because I was the excluded group. You know what
got
I mean?
You.
It was like, okay, I always did well in my pool, but it was just like the pool got smaller because a bunch of girls decided, hey, this guy who's hanging out in front of the school with the pit bull and the Nissan, that's who I'm going to give it to. And you go like,
and they be coming in with the new Jordans. These bitches be coming in with the Jordans. You know they ain't get them.
Yeah.
You know
that
nigga from out there that picked you up there that got you them sneakers.
The guy who could put a phone in her room. Remember that when girls had their own line?
Because
some drug dealer ran a phone into her mom's house.
So it's
this
like the
one ain't going to tap.
The younger, like the men her age, you're like betraying them.
For me, it's for the younger dudes. I don't care. This is going to sound weird.
Go ahead. Wait.
I care about young men, so I don't want to fuck up their pool. Does that make sense?
The men her age.
Yeah.
Could be with.
Right.
You like.
Y'all figure
them.
That out.
Y'all
nah.
Bunch of kids. Figure that shit out. Yeah. Do that under the bleachers.
Now.
Do that under the.
For the guys who do it, good for them. They rock out. Right. I always assume.
Dave, an asshole.
I'm not an asshole. I'm just being honest. It. I get
y'all
it.
Figure
it
that
felt
shit
like
out.
A status thing.
You a good dude.
You know what I mean?
You're
and that's
dude.
That's cool too. Like to be able to go younger. To be able to
True.
Be like, you know,
True.
Like my girl will tell me, oh no, you're probably the best shape in shape person I've
right.
dealt with. And like clearly you're the old, but you also, I have a level of maturity where at least I do what I say I'm going to do. So that's what works for her.
That's what I want. That's the number one thing I love about older men.
Right.
There's a lot of stories where women say like, oh, I thought he wanted this. He said he wanted this. He was just playing games.
He
had multiple women. You will cut down on so much of that dating someone older.
Right.
Frankly, I can recall one man who was older who actually like pretended he wanted a relationship and it was like cheating on me. Everyone else, they'll tell your friend, look, I don't want to get married again. Look, I'm not really trying to settle down, whatever the case. You will cut down on so much more of that BS with an older man because they're just over the games, 9
yeah.
times out of 10.
Yeah.
Not trying to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't have to do much on social media. Like, TikTok is not my world at all.
You hear about that shit? Biden signed some bill to get
exactly.
TikTok banned in
and
1 year.
I don't,
if they don't find
I'm
a new buyer.
I'm with the old people on that. My
That's
girl,
right.
she loves TikTok.
Is it
she loves
China?
TikTok.
He's trying to ban it.
Brownie, I'm being told, just make sure when you talk, you're talking to them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. You just, there you go, baby.
What? No. Oh, yeah, because of China. China supposedly gets data from the app,
right,
or at least
do.
The government's worried that they're going to do that.
So old Joe said, yeah.
Well, Joe don't know what the fuck is going
on. I know. I was like, he just acted like an old man. You need to get up on my house.
I do want to try this, though. This is an interesting thing that I think might go along with your app. There's a, do I have it here, T, the old person's test? Because this is just to see whether we are even considered old or not.
Is it for dementia?
No.
Or is it...
It's even more fun than that. It's even more fun than that. T.
Stroke symptoms?
No. It's more like about your dexterity and what you can or cannot do.
It's the geezer app.
Yeah. So you said if I was looking for these things, they'd be further down, right, T?
I guess so, but I never saw that.
You never saw that?
No.
What made you put this whole sock thing in here then?
It's a sock thing.
I took that out.
I know. What made you put it in to begin with?
It was a question of how you put your socks on.
And it was right underneath for the video that I had queued up for that.
Oh.
You deleted it?
Give me 1 second. Yeah, I deleted
it. Okay. If she finds it, we'll try it. But it was a dexterity test to see. Basically, I'm going to stand up and try to display. But basically, you have to stand and you take your shoes and socks off.
All right.
If you can get sock
Ooh.
Shoe down, sock shoe, but like stand on one foot and still do sock shoe.
While standing up?
On one foot. Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah. That's because, like, you know, if you ever see a little kid,
yeah,
little kids, they be standing
all day. Yeah.
Like my girl, she kills me now in the way she puts on. She can put on shoes like this, but she's standing. You know what I mean? Like, I got to sit down.
Cheers to her.
Right.
Well, I'm old, you know, nigga. Yeah.
Because if you fall, it's a wrap.
That's why I wanted them to show the example, right. And then we could have seen if we could have done it. Because I feel like if we can't do it,
all right, let's see.
Then we could get on the app. Go ahead, play this here.
This is a good TikTok challenge.
All right, the rules for the old man test is that you have to pick up one sock, put it on, pick up that same foot, the shoe, for that side,
yeah.
Put that shoe on and tie it without touching the ground.
Without touching the ground.
As soon as you tie that one shoe, you could put it on the ground. The other foot goes up in the air. You must reach down, pick up the sock, put the sock on, reach down, pick up the shoe, put the shoe on, tie it, and then touch.
Okay. I could do this.
If you could do this?
I could do this.
Okay.
Any other way.
So, challenge.
Yeah. And you see their ages, 53 and 57, which they're doing it. They're doing it the other way around, right?
Yeah.
They
look fit. They got matching.
They're very fit.
They got matching workout clothes. Get the fuck out of here, man. Nah. 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 They doing this right before they go jog. Nah. I want to see a regular nigga that's not regular go.
Gets first of all, niggas.
That belly, when you try to bend, gets in the way. So this isn't average people.
So I'm going to try. Hold on. I'm going to push this.
All right. Try. That's some fly shit. All right. All right. All right. Just make sure it's in the camera.
Yeah. Am I in camera? All right.
So all right. Go ahead, boy.
Let me see if I can get this going. Hold on.
You're going to do the
socks? Are the feet?
You got two socks. They had ankle socks on.
Is that bad?
It's going to take you longer. It's just going to take you longer.
Oh, okay.
Look at the feet. Oh, the feet are all right.
Try to use
like a pedicure.
All right, I'm going to just have to go.
What'd you say?
Yeah, use the mic in the interim while you set up.
Turn for turn.
Oh, yeah. Well, let them talk for me.
Turn for turn. So, all right. So this
I want to say it's like a pedicure. I think I see some gloss.
Nah.
Hey, I think Bronny want to lick on your feet. Like, what's going on right now?
He has good feet.
I haven't had pedicures in a while, but I do get them because I run and play basketball.
He has good feet.
All right. So I'm going to start with the right foot. Let me.
Go ahead, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, because theirs weren't.
Yeah.
Do we need a timer on this?
I know, right? Well, they had theirs all pre-set up. I didn't even know if we had.
Yeah, they was about to go work out.
Are you going to do this next or no?
I might. I don't know.
Because if we can't do it, then we belong on the app.
All right, cool.
We are officially old. All right,
yeah, I got to get hunted. All right, there you go. Go ahead. Okay.
Okay, and you can't put
sock,
your foot.
Sock, right, sock.
That was kind of easy.
Sock. All right.
All right.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, you're going to tie the shoe?
Keep at it. You got to tie it. That's the part of the challenge, right? You got to tie. I don't tie my shoes.
This was actually easy for him.
There you go. All right, now you got to lift your foot up, though.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't.
You
got to
lift your foot up. Yeah. Now you got to bend down. See, you took a break, but whatever. I'm not keeping tabs. There you go.
And he does got the high tube sock.
Tube sock. Yeah.
The long toes.
Old nigga sock. All right, there you go.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Come on. Fox Hunters app. Fox Hunters. Don't fall into the equipment.
Fox loading.
Come on, man.
You got it. You almost there.
Yeah.
No, maintain.
Don't
play. You got a little assist.
Little assist.
It was a failure.
You think I'm doing that shit? Nope. That's very good.
That was good.
I don't think I have to be on the app just yet.
All right. There you go.
No.
Wow.
But if I could.
That was like a B minus.
He out of breath too?
Say it again.
That was like a B minus. Like
B minus?
You weren't 100%, but you were pretty close.
Yeah, actually, does it take videos for the profile? Can I make that my profile video? I can do this, ladies.
that's nice. He's almost not too old.
And out of breath. I think that we should add a little bit on the age.
Because of the hopping.
That happened.
I know, right? I gotta stop smoking.
Hey, man, we smoke weed, bro.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Heavy.
That was cool.
Oh, man.
Wow. We should probably take a break.
I mean, would you like my water?
I'll find my own. No, I'm fine.
You good?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
What was the question about the socks, though? What was it? I remember because that looked pretty interesting.
They were ankle socks.
No, they just
threw them on.
I had put in a random question about the way you put your socks on. So
right.
Let me find it. Hold
because
on.
I think the questions was, who the hell goes sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Okay, here's the question. You ready?
Is it sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Yeah.
Do you sock, sock, shoe, shoe? Or do you sock, shoe, sock, shoe?
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe?
Yeah.
Sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
I'm putting my socks on first.
I think that's insane that someone socks, socks.
Okay, but then...
Sock, shoe, sock, shoe.
Do you sock, shoe, sock, shoe, and tie them together? Or do you sock, shoe, tie?
I don't really tie my shoes.
Or like if they're tied, they just stay tied.
They kind of just, they gut it. So, you know, I just kind of get them to a level.
Got you.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, tie, tie.
Same. I do that too.
Yeah.
Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, girl tie, power. Tie.
You know why I do sock, sock? Because I can go lay back the fuck down. Because as soon as you put shoes on, you got to leave.
That's true, right, too.
So I go, nah, let me just put socks on and go lay back down.
According to the meme, the person responded thinks that us people that do sock, shoe are sociopaths.
Yeah, I'm not. No.
Sock, shoe, sock.
Well, yeah, especially I don't wear shoes in the house. So all of our shoes are by the door.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Or we wear in our house what is known as chancletas.
Chancletas.
I got a pair of flops. I might put my flops on.
Yeah,
that's
what it is. That's what
slippers?
Spanish. Flops. It's just a made up word for flops.
My flip flops and shit. But yeah, chancletas.
Yeah, speaking of Spanish, 15 more days, bro.
Oh, shit.
15 more
days. And then how many days?
What, Cinco de Mayo?
And I come up on a year. Yeah, I started learning Spanish last Cinco de Mayo.
Wow.
And I've done it every day on Duolingo.
Yeah.
For coming up on a year.
Congratulations.
I hit day 350 this morning. I went to the barbershop today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a bit better at hearing motherfuckers argue. Like, I can hear one side of an argument.
So, like, tones.
Yeah, I can follow one person's speech, but once, if somebody
Dominican barbershop must be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if somebody else is speaking and they're going back and forth, I can only listen to one.
Yep.
I can't do both yet.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
My brain ain't working like
you gotta
that.
You got to get a dual hearing.
Have they hit you with the Pelo Malo or any of those terms they throw out?
The barbers?
Yes.
You know what? They probably have. There was a period where I used to be worried that they were talking about me, but I kind of got over that fast. I think as black people, we kind of got to get over that. Like,
because it's
Chinese
happening.
Chinese people talking about
it's
me.
It's happening. Like, what are you going to do? Stop
man,
going?
We talked about this before.
Whatever.
Hey, Chinese person, you're doing my feet, okay?
Yeah.
Talk shit all you want. Get back down there and do my feet. All right?
You ever talk to them in Spanish? Like, do they know that you know conversational?
We text in Spanish. As a matter of fact, I had to text my barber today. He did some real Dominican shit on me today. Because when I got to the barbershop at 11:09 in the morning, he still wasn't there.
Damn.
So I had to text him, Oye, Jordan, ¿a qué hora vienes a la tienda?
Right? Oh, yeah!
Hey, Jordan.
Where the fuck you at?
What time are you coming to the store or the shop? Right? And he replied, Voy en camino, which means I'm on the way. Then he wrote, Cuando llegue te aviso, which means when I arrive, I'll advise you or I'll tell you.
Your pronunciation.
Yeah, I'm learning.
Duolingo.
Right. It's good, right?
Okay.
So that was at 11. That was at 11:08 he texted me that. I said, okay, at 11:09. He texts me back at 1:13. Llega.
That means
Llega means I arrived.
Oh, here, yeah.
I've gotten that from Uber drivers. And I'm like, are you here?
I had already gotten a cut by someone else and left hours ago. It's just, I'm not waiting for you. Are you crazy? Yeah. If a Dominican says he's on the way, make other plans.
Oof. Didn't know that about that culture.
Put that on the app.
Learn something app. New.
Yeah.
I am going to reach out to
the Hispanics. Put
that on
the app for the Dominican foxes and whatever the fuck y'all trying to hunt. Yeah, make
Latinos
sure.
And...
Hey there, responsible adults over the age of 21 living in states where Delta 8 is legal. You like that? You like how I covered all of my bases before asking this question? This is so responsible. Do you want to get high? Like really high? Like super duper legally high? See that? You see what I did there? I spoke directly to the responsible adults over the age of 21. If that's not you, I'm not talking to you. If you're not living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, I'm not talking to you. But to everybody else who falls under that category, I'm talking to you. I want you to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8. Do you understand what lab tested means? Do you understand what lab tested means? a nerdy white guy in a white coat with a clipboard did all of the research to make sure that you can get whacked out of your fucking skull, okay? If you go to YoDelta.com, you're going to find gummies, vapes, flower, all you need. And the crazy thing is, it's legal because it's Delta 8. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high. I don't know if it can be shipped across country, but I know you can travel to other countries with it, and you can travel with tons of it. I mean, to the point where if TSA goes, hey, what the hell is this? And you're back, you've been stopped for a random search, and I need to see this, and you got a brick. You got a brick of Delta 8 in there. I encourage you. I go, hey, where's your tester? Take it in the back and test it, because you're going to see this isn't cannabis. It's Delta 8. Now pack it back up and put it in my suitcase and let me go. I have to be in Arizona. I can tell you that Delta 8 works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So once more, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the GAS Digital Network. And if you use promo code GAS, G-A-S, GAS, you're going to get 25% off. Once more, that's promo code GAS for 25% off. YoDelta, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super, super high. All right, let's get back into it.
So let me ask you this.
Do, in this kind of arrangement, have you seen any demographics that are more susceptible to that type of relationship than others? Like,
that's a good question.
Whites, blacks, Asians, who's, you know, have you found anybody is more susceptible to be like, I want an older person?
So even before I launched, so I was live on the App Store and Google Play, but I hadn't been promoting. I was in stealth mode, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
There were people in Africa and Indonesia and India who would somehow come across the app. They signed up. They were emailing me. So I think in cultures where, like, maybe that submissive thing, or like the women have less power, et cetera, more of a dominant male culture, I think that that plays into saying, all right, I'm going to get a younger woman and she's going to be this for me. Or the woman saying, well, I'm going to have an older man to do these things for me. It's like a more of a cultural norm in some areas, more so than the U.S.
Yeah. And I guess that's also a thing, like, I don't, call me sexist. I feel like a man should be a bit of a mentor to his lady.
Wow.
That's nice.
You know what I mean? Like, he's, like, it's one thing to offer financial or anything, but it's like some sort of wisdom. You know what I mean?
I love that.
Like, give some sort of
sapio
game.
You just got to give to her in her mind. Somehow.
Right, right. And the same thing if it goes the other way. Like, yeah. If I'm dating an older woman, she better be providing some game. You know what I mean? Like, put me on to something, lady. You know what I mean? Make this an advantage.
I mean, for myself, I've always been, like, the encourager, the build-upper, the, like, here's
like
this idea. Indeed. But also very much a help. I've written, like, business proposals for people I was dating. I've, like, gone above and beyond to try to help them, et cetera. So it is nice when someone can say, hey, do this, do that with my app. Some people giving me encouragement and also some resources. It's always nice to have that.
Ooh, can ladies put that in their profile? Like, yeah. Listen, I used to date secretary. An older man. I did this. I'm not just some young whore out here looking for a come up. I have skills.
Right. I mean, that's in the marketing.
Right.
It's in the marketing right now.
Yeah, a source of inspiration. That's what you are, especially guiding genius. A writer's loved wife was his muse. Yeah,
where are you reading that from?
Nah, I just looked it up, muse. I was just trying to see. Like,
oh, the definition?
Yeah, because I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to help the app have, like, trigger words so people come and, you know, the young chicks get with the older guys. It's a very nice.
You know what? It does give you something, a bit of a boost. You know, if you're an older guy, maybe you're not feeling so good about yourself, maybe the way you look anymore, the people that you get, maybe you had a bad marriage, whatever the case. If, like, a younger, attractive, confident, bubbly, likes you, excited woman is into you, imagine what that does for a man.
Sound like a rescue program.
This
sounds like a rescue program, doesn't it? Like, come get a pit bull. He's ugly, but I know your young ass will love him. Like,
thank you, Sarah McLachlan.
This is what I do. If I were to go younger, like back into the 20-somethings.
Talk shit.
This is what I do appreciate about the 20-somethings. The underwear just better.
Okay.
The bra, the pants, you know what I mean? Like the once
sets,
women.
Actual sets?
Right. Little polka dots and designs on them. Because, you know, something happens once women cross like 35.
Oh, facts.
Velcro, you know what I mean? Like that weird.
Shit don't
lace.
Match no more.
Right. Like I it's mean, just. You know, and then they always go flesh colored underwear.
Flesh.
Grown women love a flesh tone bra.
I'm
flesh
not there tone. Yet. I'm not there yet, thank God.
I still like the blacks and the silky and all that. You know what I mean? Give me.
Out the window. There are perks. There's perks on both sides.
Right, right. Underwear perky with little frills on them. Remember
frills.
The ones with the frills?
Wow.
Right.
Frills. I remember those days. I remember getting probably like college, and I was just happy to go to Victoria's Secret and just buy things I thought were. Those days are gone.
Right,
man.
Right.
Those
now,
days
men,
are gone.
We're on the other side of that. Once you get above 35, our underwear get better. Now
okay.
They don't have holes in them.
Okay.
Right?
Like all polo.
They're not disintegrating in the middle.
No disintegrations. Draws cost money, nigga. Polo draws cost. Yeah, I get it. No disintegration.
Especially you ever get you some polo draws?
You ever seen when it frays? Like when it frays, like it's not a hole, but it's not a whole piece of cloth.
Right.
It just worn
like it's
out.
Lines.
I remember I used to make this mistake when the polo draws were hot, like
talk
the polo
shit.
Boxer briefs, and it was only two colors you should have. White or black, right?
Okay.
And you only want the white just so you can have that white polo Ralph Lauren
band
sticking out the top of your pants. But hot day in the summer, no matter what kind of lotion you put on,
oof.
That's coming off and that's going to discolor
oh, yeah.
the bottom carriage of the draw.
Right.
You done paid a lot for these draws, so you're going to keep wearing them even though they not colored
right
now.
Skid marks?
It looks like skid marks, but
nah,
it's more
the
lotion.
And you're sweating
come
all
on,
that
you
shit.
Know how,
I'm
like.
Not.
No, you know. Because women, and especially black women always have house shoes,
yeah.
Them slippers that they started off one color.
Okay.
But all of that oil and Vaseline and
alcohol. That's over years. That's not over a day.
I didn't say over a day. I'm saying, yeah, we're trying to get our money's worth out of these polo draws
so
in your 20s.
So eventually it's a permanent skid mark stain.
Right, because it.
I understand
just,
now.
We not. I mean, in your 20s, you're not that good at laundry.
I'm caught up now.
You're not that good at laundry.
I thought you meant one day you're hard sweating.
No.
And the draws are soaked through. I was appalled that this happens to men.
You got probably the heavier men. Probably the heavier men.
Sorry.
You got to pay attention, Brownie.
I had to get caught
up.
I know. I was digging out of that. Now, let me ask you. Is there there's obviously a back office, a dashboard to your website. Your app. Can you see the hookups? Can you see the people who are signing up?
I can see the signups.
Uh-huh.
I can't see who's matched or
right.
I can't see chats. I'm sure people don't want me to see chats.
That's
or
probably
see
be
the
like,
matches.
I'm just setting up. I'm
it's
setting
like
up
violation.
Another question, just because you are also a person. I mean, you're in a relationship, but because you are a person who prefers older men, are there catches that you're seeing signing up where you're kind of like, ooh, I kind of want this dude for myself?
I could never say that. My boyfriend would slit my throat. They'd be
crazy.
Playing this on the news like, she spoke about it.
I mean,
I would never.
But you didn't know Jay.
Bitch, they know Jay. Anyway, but rest in peace, OJ. Rest in peace, OJ.
Oh, my God.
Maybe not you, but maybe a friend. You might be, girl, you need to get on and holler at this dude.
I know. You know
up.
What? I've thought about this. Like, that's so unethical, right?
Yeah.
But I do have some of my girls on there who are, you know, good girls and attractive and looking. And I saw some signups like,
Yeah.
And I see the Disney and I'm reading the profile. I'm like,
Yeah.
But I have not done that. I don't plan to do that. I won't be doing that, Fox Hunters Club members. That'd be unethical.
Dude, just do me a favor and make that noise one more time. Wow.
No, man.
All right. You said your parents have never agreed with your thing, right? Like your preference.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's hard
yeah.
for a parent.
A
imagine your daughter.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
I gave them the blues.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I gave them the blues.
Who spoke up on it first? Or did they sit you down together and be like, Brownie, we need to talk.
Your boyfriend's the same age as your father, so we need to have a conversation.
What happened to our little girl?
Here's your father's age.
You know what? No one said anything until I was a lot older, like grown out the house, et cetera.
Okay.
And I think I was dating someone and my mom was like, well, how old is he? And I, he was like not that much older than me. She was like, okay, that's a good range. It's like a passive aggressive. I don't think either of them really said anything.
Never knew. Okay.
And then just in the past couple years, my dad brought up an ex. So this is a bad story. I was in high school.
Wow.
I was 16.
Okay.
And my boyfriend was like 21.
Okay.
And like my parents knew.
High school. Grown ass man. Yeah. Grown ass man. Yeah. Getting his full on R. Kelly on. My bad.
It
go ahead.
Was yeah.
Full
awful.
On.
That
like full on.
I don't recommend this for anyone, but they never said anything. I guess they figured, because I graduated at 16 high school, so they probably feel like she's about to go to college, do what she wants anyway.
Yeah.
If we, you know, interrupt and like force whatever, it's going to be worse later. I guess that was the approach, but my dad just brought it up in the past couple of years about that boyfriend. I was like, y'all never said anything. He was like, that wasn't right. And I was like, oof, never said anything.
Yeah.
They just kind of like, she's going to do what she wants. Yikes.
Oof.
I know. It was rough. I'm not a parent.
I know.
It's gotta
I'm sitting
be
here
rough.
Thinking about.
It's got to be rough.
I'm thinking about like that Aaliyah documentary, all of
yeah,
those.
All
like,
the parents that just
last
said,
night,
well,
I was
let her
watching,
do what she wants.
Last night, I was just watching that. There's something. What was the thing that we were watching, T? The love stories. What is it called?
Damn, I forgot.
But it was basically it was like Andre Rison and
Left Eye.
They're dating Biggie and Faith. Like there's a series on Tubi. That's where I go to get all my
Tubi.
Tubi is. Oh God, I love it.
I got some news for you after we go to break. You'll probably kind of funny.
It's called Hopelessly in Love.
Hopelessly in Love.
Yeah, so it's like. The romance has ended horribly type of story.
Yeah, which this thing really showed Left Eye was a problem. She was a real problem.
Very much so.
Again, no one. I didn't even know she was from Philly.
I didn't know that.
She ran away to Atlanta like as soon as she turned 17, 18.
God!
I mean, she wasn't from Philly, but like she ended up moving there with her mom once mom and dad kind of separated.
All right.
And yeah, they got like mad home footage of her just on the streets in West Philly. She was always like, you know, filming herself and doing stuff like that.
Wilding
and then
just
she went to Atlanta like as soon as she finished high school, and maybe like what this is like a year and a half later, she hooked up with T-Boz and was in TLC.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But yeah, she was the relationship was toxic.
Right.
But it doesn't seem like
because the fire, apparently, that was the one that got out of control. It wasn't the
first
fire.
Right. It wasn't the first fire. It was the teddy bears, and then it was the sneakers.
Wait, that wasn't the first fire?
That was the one that got out of control, Derek. It was so bad. While this man's house is burning down, his homies is outside busting up her car because they're tired of this bitch.
Ooh,
they're
I never heard that.
Tired of this bitch. And they're so mad that he's still with her dealing with all of this.
She was troubled.
Yeah.
Damn.
Troubled, yeah. Damn. Rest in peace, Left Eye. Oh, no.
What
bitch crazy as a fox hunter.
And he still loves her to death. Have you seen him talk about her?
He married another woman named Lisa Lopez.
No, he didn't.
Jesus Christ.
No, he didn't. Jesus, take the wheel.
Only difference is a letter. She's Lopez with an S, and his new wife is Lopez with a Z.
Wow.
Let it go.
Wow. She's not allowed to cook. She can't touch the stove.
Oh, he got PTSD,
matches.
Though.
He can't strike a match.
And rightfully so.
Yeah, that's righteous PTSD.
If you get in a relationship with Andre Rison and he goes, hey, listen, you can't touch
I don't
no
need
fire.
No fire shit. It's takeout like, from right, here on right. out. Bitch, you better order. Just grab the phone and order some food. You ain't touching that goddamn
I highly
stove.
Recommend
that's
it.
Hard to get over.
That's insane.
Okay, so.
You know what I found? I'm sorry to break it in. Break in, but
no need
what
for apologies.
Interesting, you're right. Is his sister was on some like, I didn't like this bitch. I'm trying to fuck my brother and get her away from.
Wait, what? What was the second part?
His sister was on some like, I'm trying to fuck my brother energy. Everything that came out of her mouth about Lisa, about what we've heard of in the news, like she burnt his house down, she was crazy, da da da. She was the only one who was like, yeah, she was crazy. Him, his mother, and her family were like, no, everything was fine. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Yeah, this whole thing fucked up.
Yeah.
I think she was documented kind of nuts.
I mean, yeah, she lit people's house on fire, but like the whole voodoo stuff.
Okay.
She was doing voodoo?
You know, yeah.
I know she was into voodoo.
They claim.
She was doing voodoo? Oh, she was manifesting.
So,
New anyway, age voodoo.
So that's another thing too. Like obviously, you put something like that on Lisa or anybody else. They say a lot about like daddy issues and stuff like
sure.
that.
Sure. Oh yeah.
What do
dad.
You have to say in a situation like this where they feel like women who seek older men?
Yeah.
Have daddy mm-hmm. issues.
Is there a screening process on your app so these old niggas don't tie up with
don't
some
get
crazy,
crazy
fucks? Is
no.
there a screening? There's no screening, see? And no. there is the hole that I wanted to find. And there it is.
I mean,
it's
well,
a gap.
Wait, yeah. is it only on iOS right now, or is it
it's on
Android
as well.
Okay,
it's on both.
Oh, it's on both? Mm-hmm. Oh, I was about to say, if it's on iOS, that's a bit of a screening process right there.
A little okay, bit of a screening
those phones,
yeah.
hey, you got to have at least $1,000 to get on, that's you true. Know.
Credit yeah. check, et
cetera. Yeah, do something.
So. Yeah, I've heard that already. And again, that's one of the assumptions.
Money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Along with
okay,
like,
so
the
tell
sugar
me,
baby
do you
aspect.
Feel like the assumption has any merit to it? I mean, we can go off of your example. Do you feel you have any daddy issues or anything? I mean, because it sounds like your dad was in your life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My mom and dad were married for, I don't know, 40 years or something till my mother passed.
Okay.
So for me, it's kind of the flip side where I saw this. So I'm a daddy's girl. Love my dad. Nothing. Sorry,
that's
dad.
Great.
He'll never
that's
see this. I hope. But.
And I hope he do.
He's our target demographic. No.
He's actually the target. So for me, it's kind of the flip where like my dad, my uncles, my grandfathers, married forever, loving, committed, those type of relationships and marriages. And I was looking for similar aspects when I was dating folks and wasn't seeing that. As far as the way that men treated me, et cetera, what they wanted. Mm. And that's another reason I was attracted to older men, quite frankly. Like, just something small like chivalry. Can't tell you how many guys I've been out with didn't open the door.
Yeah.
Didn't walk on the street side. That's a very small, minor thing, and I've corrected them and, you know, let them know what I expect.
Feminism kills
chivalry. But just
chivalry.
That, it's just kind of like...
Feminism kills chivalry, though. So.
I've heard that. You know, I've heard that, and I'm not saying that's wrong.
Because I believe women. Open your own goddamn door. Anyway.
And some people feel that way, but that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I believe
that. I will stand right there at that door and look, and we'll just be looking at each other. Okay. And, you know, this is what I expect. So those type of things I didn't have to deal with older men as much all, really.
Oh,
so that's just a small example.
Small example.
Yeah, but in general, you think about generational changes, the way people were raised, what they're used to. Younger people just want to text, for example.
And
they're like Gen
day
Z. They don't want to talk on the phone.
Right, right, right.
I'm not going to get to know you through text. I want to see you in person. We need to go on dates.
Yeah.
We need to talk on the phone. Put that time in. If that's a waste of time, you're too busy, you're not for me. We're not going to progress.
Yeah.
So something like that. An older man's going to expect to be on the phone.
Where are you with like a PDA?
Yeah.
Because older men aren't really big on PDA, are they?
Not as much as they used to be, right? You know,
I have not. I can't say there's a difference, quite frankly. I just did a quick brain scan. I don't think there's a difference. Someone who's more or less likely to
it's
hold my hand or kiss me and pup. I don't think it's a like an age distinction there.
I get that. Yeah, I'm not big on it, but that's only because I grew up in Philly. Philly is a rough place where people would be like, oh, we're
that's
out
weakness.
With no girls. And look at this guy having a good time. Let's ruin it.
Is that where that comes from?
Yeah,
let's
man. Like in Philly, there's a place in Philly called South Street. South Street is like the main drag where you
go hang out.
I got
a story.
South
I got
Philly.
A story, yeah.
And I mean, guys would hang out. To this day, I tell my girl all the time, be careful. Like when we see groups of dudes, five or more, no chicks around, watch that group.
Because it's a lot of dudes to be hanging out
with
no women.
And the prospect of looking for women is gone.
Correct. They're not
You're not
going to
find
women.
Five girls that are just down to hook up.
No.
So that's
especially
when,
sitting outside a minivan.
Right. That's when now you start finding weird ways to entertain yourself. And there's no such thing as a bad idea. And it can get a bit intrusive on other little cute couples walking around. You know what I mean?
Five
men dudes.
Hanging
out. Let's go slap her butt and then beat him up for... stepping to us, you know, it's like, let's just totally ruin this man's life, you know, and emasculate
him.
That's
so weird.
Toxic environment, so.
I remember one time I was on South Street, and I got a girl number in front of the comedy club. I'll never forget this shit. She's walking away. It's a bunch of goofy niggas sitting at a minivan, whatever. He go, you got a number? Let me get half of it.
Yeah.
I like like it.
Uh-huh.
Let me get the back half of it.
Right, yeah. Right.
I said, you weird ass nigga, man. It was funny.
Twos. All right.
You use that on
Let's
stage.
Take a little break. We're going to take a little break to stream. Let us go to the bathroom and all that stuff. We come back. We'll ask a little bit more questions. We'll be back with Brownie Marie. And, you know, maybe do a little 2B2B, a time she should have apologized but didn't. Before we take the break, if you could tell us one more time the app and your handle on social media so people can find you if they're looking for you.
Yes, please. It's Fox Hunters Club. It's Fox Hunters Club on Twitter, well, X now, Instagram, and Facebook. And I'm Brownie Marie on Instagram if you want to hit me up there.
Yeah. Derek? Oh, well, go ahead.
Hey, you know who it is. It's the great boy. You know where to find me. Instagram. Eat your vegetables. Talk to God.
And I'm the guy, Dave Temple, so make sure you follow me there. I was trying to pull up the app so you can see what the thing looks like there.
It's
black with a little silver. Oh, you got it right there. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Club. Thank you, producer.
Yeah. So,
very 50 Shades colors. Yeah,
go check like that out. Give her some downloads. It says you got to be 17 years or older to get on there.
18, please. I beg.
She a trafficker. She trafficking.
It says 17 plus. So, plus, you got to be more than 17. 18. All right. So, yeah, get on there. Check that out.
Brownie
get you some little young honey dips. You know what I mean?
Brownie, a creep.
Right.
Anyway.
All right, and we'll be back in a few minutes, all right? This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.